Hi, this is Chris of NextGen.
Hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, it looks like we're still having trouble processing it, so.
Okay. And what exactly stopped?
We have NextGen pressure washing optimized to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So if this account were to cancel, everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. And then also the mobily optimized feature would deactivate, which means, you know, right now you're coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activated devices such as Alexa. So all of that would unravel. So plus, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the good news is we're catching it in time because there's only $149 past due balance on the account. But on the 5th, which is like, 6 days away, it's going to become $298, and that will continue to do so until this settles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think right now your Google Guaranteed ads, they're already on pause just because of a problem with this payment. But the Google Guaranteed can be reinstated once this reactivates. Those leads can, you know, be turned back on pretty quickly.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten a call in forever. Is there a way to refund that?
No, the reason you haven't gotten a call in forever is because when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done on the account. So that's been affecting you, that the payment hasn't gone through since the 5th.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And the programming, what do you do? What would you say you guys do every month? Like, to continue to keep it updated?
Every day, actually, Google changes the algorithms. I've seen it happen as frequent as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our service active on an ongoing basis, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done. So that's affecting you because it's been almost a month of algorithm updates that need to be caught up on now. So one thing I could do to help you out a little bit, Chris, is we could collect the $149 past due amount, and then I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full all the way until December 1st. Okay, and my objective in doing that is to prevent that November 5th payment that's supposed to happen in about 6 days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to have two payments so close together like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that would actually help a lot.
Of course, yeah, and then I'll let the Google Guaranteed Department know that if there is money left in the activation budget that you paid us to turn those leads back on, so you'll get the best of both worlds. You'll have your local map optimization on Google turned back on and all of those updates caught up on, and then also, you know, assuming that there's money left in the Google Guaranteed budget, then those leads would be turned back on too.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is something that I can do tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah, if you like, only because the account was scheduled to cancel today, and I don't want that to happen to you. So if you like, I can update the billing now and just process it tomorrow. Do you think that would work?
Let me check the credit situation.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so then let me go over here. And is it still the Outlook Avenue for the billing address on the new card?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
5213-0710.
Okay.
2521-1445.
1445. Okay, expiration?
929.
And the code?
910.
910. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll store this information now, but we won't charge it until tomorrow. And then once that payment goes through, like I said, I'll manually set the next billing at December 1st. That way you won't have to worry about that payment that's supposed to hit on the 5th. Okay.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, and have a great rest of your evening too.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.